Every winter, the human population hibernates, protected by an elite core of winter consoles. For 5 months a year, they are the law. But winter is a lawless place. Brave snow and ice, frostbite and loneliness, Arctic badgers and flesh-eating cold slime in Early Riser, the new novel by number one bestseller Jasper Ford.
Every Tesco steak is at least 21 day matured for tenderness, so it's rich and dripping with flavour. Picture it now. Apparently you can taste with your eyes. You've just discovered how to taste with your ears. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Old Browns. I am Ronnie Karam. I'm your host. I'm from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast also. You can find that just by going to rosepricks.com. Look it up. It's fun. And joining me today, as always, nobody. There is nobody here. Ben Mandelker had the opportunity to spend 12 days in an enclosed environment with his family. So good luck with that, buddy. I have guests lined up all week long. I did very good. And just yesterday, with little Ben, I was saying, you know what? Before you leave town, I just want you to know you are in good hands. I have hosts lined up. And he's like, well, announce them on the show. People will get excited. I said, I'm not going to announce shit because you know the second I do that, people are going to just start dropping out one by one. Which, of course, has already happened on my first day here alone. Now, this is a humongous episode of Real Housewives of New York City. It is huge! I mean, we've been waiting for this forever, all of us. Me and Ben, but also you. Anybody in the universe with a heart and a desire for, you know, action and excitement. Because this is the episode of Real Housewives of New York City where the ladies go on a boat in Cartagena and almost die. Does anybody die? I don't know. I mean, they're all still on Instagram, but God knows. I mean, or I don't know where Julian Assange is, but last time he was around, he was telling me there was some fake video shit. I don't even know if Ramona's real. And how would you know the difference, really? I mean, you look at Instagram, you think you see Ramona, but she's such a robot anyway. You know, she's such like a doofus robot. That could really be anyone. Think about it. Nope. Me making a vodka soda. Okay? Here's how you do it. Get a really big wine glass, then you squeeze some limes into it. Then, yeah, some ice. Lots of ice. Like, a robot could do that. Like, literally, a robot could replace Ramona. But, thank God, a robot has not replaced Ramona. Because she's here, and she's on a boat. Now, the whole point of all of this is there is nobody to stop me and say, you know what? Shut up. You're talking too much. You're making no sense. You've made Ramona a robot. Robots are way smarter than Ramona. Okay, I get that. But have you ever used a Roomba? They're not very smart. They're idiots. Okay? So, first of all, don't use that argument on me. And second of all, ha ha ha, I'm free. I can do whatever I want. So, never done this before. We're going to try it out for the first time today. This might be a huge disaster. I'll end up crying, becoming addicted to drugs. You know, well, harsher drugs. And then quit. You know, be gone. By the time Ben comes back, there will be nothing here. I'll just burn everything down. I'll go online. I'll delete our entire account. I'll find that bitch, Social Media, and I will kill her. You know, all the Crappens accounts under her name. But until then, guys, here we are. Just me and you. And we've got Real Housewives of New York City. Now, if you are hating this episode and you're like, fuck this, this guy's a loser, he can't do this alone, do not worry. Ben is coming back next week. Ben might also be calling in from the boat at any moment this week to talk about this episode because he is really mortified to be missing it. And I also have the two judgy girls from Instagram, the celebrities, coming on to discuss this show. And I will also be discussing this episode throughout the week with various celebrity guests, hoping, of course, that they show their asses up and do their fucking job. My God, I made it. I think we're going to be okay, guys. All right, let's get going.
In the marathon of marathons, I ran a marathon.
I'm Kelly Picard, but my liver is like a raisin.
Eighth is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't have a mind, why does it matter?
Come on, why would I cook if I could just order eggs?
I'm not just a name. What is my name?
Puerto Rico, skinny girl,
you're a slut, you're a whore!
Skinny girl, Puerto Rico, my walls are up.
The morning after.
So it's morning, and there's a huge spread put out on the table, and the first thing I noticed is that there's a close-up of this giant tray of eggs. There's hard-boiled eggs, and they are touching the scrambled eggs.
Wah!
So if that boat doesn't kill everybody on here, maybe the sight of this will kill Carol. I don't know. I'm just looking for somebody to die at any moment, basically. So Sonia's the first up, and she sees Bethany out there. And she's like, hola. That was on my bucket list to say hola. I did it. Hola. And Bethany is, you know, still reeling from last night. She's like, God, I never felt less relaxed. Jesus Christ, it's like I've been assaulted. Jesus. Literally, seriously, did she talk to me like that? Can you believe it? Then Ramona comes in. You know, just what you need when you're feeling really stressed out. Ramona comes in. She's wearing this bathing suit. I'm guessing that she's trying to, like, show off what she got for free from the Instagram doctor. Because, you know, that's where all the boob jobs come from on these shows. They get them for free. And then they, you know, put them on Instagram and stuff for, like, a huge discount. Which I'm for. You know, why would you pay for boobs if you can get them from Insta? So she's, like, showing off her boobs. And, you know, Ramona's always talking about her stomach and or her body and, like, her age and stuff like that. And I really think Ramona has kept it very well together. She doesn't really have a six-pack. She has basically a Coke can, just like a solid, like, can of Coke. Like a standing-up can, not a sideways can. Okay, so Lou and Carol join while Ramona is telling everybody the day's activities.
You know, we're going to an island. Island? That's where they banish people. Why the fuck would we go to an island? Jesus Christ. What is it, Dr. Moreau? Like, what does he need? What, am I supposed to take cash cards? I'm doing enough, okay? Get in line. Get in line. Seriously.
You know what I think? I'm thinking about last night, and I think of all the stuff that happened, the Dorinda and the Luann thing was the worst thing, everything that happened, you know? Like, I couldn't even tell, like, who supports other women? Like, which one? Oh, you know what? Now, oh my gosh, it's all coming back to me. Okay, I was a little girl walking through the Berkshires trying to hide from my dad. And all of a sudden, I saw the highs and lows last night and everybody's wrong.
So Luann sits down for breakfast and she's just like, can we just get to the island? You know, Luann is struggling through what basically every other person who's sober ever. Like, I don't mean sober like you quit drinking. I just mean like sober right in this moment, you know? It's just that attitude you have, which is like, why? Like, what's about to happen and why do I have to deal with it? You know what I mean? Like, I feel that right now. And I'm certainly not in rehab, you know? But before, last week it was, oh, can we just go shopping? And this week, can we get to the island? You know, it takes a lot of practice to be sober and just not be pissed off all the time. That's why I very rarely do it. So Carol's trying to make small talk.
What's the boat gonna be like?
It's a fucking love boat, Carol. What do you think it's going to be like? It's a boat. Shut up.
Well, it's not going to be good. Okay? We've got to go to an island. We've got to be on a boat for an hour and a half. I just hope that we can support other women.
So Luann is doing her, like, I'm serving myself French toast. Oh, look at this. It's eggs. Oh, would you mind bringing me some orange juice? Oh, what is this? Orange juice? Can we just get some orange juice? So she's in a mood. So finally they're, you know, like, she's not going to be ignored. So they finally ask her how she's doing. And she's like, well, I got stalker punched. So I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. I don't know when the last time was you got stalker punched, but it doesn't feel very good. Does she even remember? Does she remember what she did to me?
Well, she remembered last night, but I don't know if she's going to remember today. You know, like, seriously, like, you know, I know one thing that's going to be remembered. Puerto Rico is going to remember getting the free, like, jeggings that I gave them. You know, like, you may not have a house, but you have jeans that'll, like, jingle wherever you walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, yay me.
So Tinsley comes in. The girls all start gathering. And they're still talking about Dorinda. And Lou is trying to give the nice version of her story, which really, I don't think Lou's story, I don't think what she did was that bad. Do you guys? I really don't think it was bad. Just think you're starting to turn. You know, it's like when you're about to crash your car and you're driving and there's someone in the passenger seat and you put your arm to protect them. It's a protective thing, you know? I mean, yes, of course it meant like, oh, you're getting drunk, Dorinda. But I think that even if she was drinking, she could have said that because, I mean, Dorinda like was like drawing hearts on her face with lipstick at this point, you know? Well, all I really did was tell her, Dorinda, you're starting to turn. And she thinks I was basically saying, you know, I've stopped drinking and now I have a problem with alcoholics. And, you know, everyone here knows that I don't. I mean, I'm in a cabaret. If it weren't for alcoholics, no one would come to see me. I mean, I'm very supportive of alcoholics.
Well, she felt judged, you know. She says you were being very countessy.
Oh, countessy, huh? That's what everyone reverts to. You know what, ladies? Can we set this straight? The countess is my hashtag. Okay? It's my hashtag. Do you know that I have a playlist? I have a playlist. I also have a hashtag. Deal with it. My show is called Hashtag Countess and Friends. Should we call Queen Latifah or Lady Gaga? Is Lady Gaga a lady? Come on!
I know that Luann's going to be very successful with cabarets because she's already, like, just repeating the same material over and over again. You know? Like, Hippocrat, I know, by the way. Because, hello, who are you listening to right now? But I get it. You know, like, this is my cabaret, people. But she's just repeating it all the time. She needs to, like, get things other than this Queen Latifah thing. You know, like,
is Sir Le Table really a sir? Is Little Richard really little? Is Dairy Queen really a queen? Come on!
So Dorinda comes in, and the big question on everyone's mind is this bitch still wasted? Because, you know, when you drink a lot, and then you have to wake up in the morning, and, you know, there's coke being passed around this whole damn town. We already know that. So we're just kind of looking to see. But Dorinda's looking fine. You know, I mean, her face isn't red with lipstick, so that's good. So she comes in, and Luann's still going off about,
oh, well, everybody understand. Is little Debbie really little? Who's littler, Debbie or Richard? They're probably both fat.
All right, Luann, now I really get it, okay? Like, seriously, like, I get it now, okay?
Oh, I'm sick of this. There, I put it to rest. Does everyone understand? Okay, you know what? If you don't want to call me the Countess, how about this, girls? You can call me Lou. Just call me Lou. You can call me Lou too, Dorinda.
Ah, really? I'm honored. I get to call you Lou. After all I've done for you, I get to call you Lou.
All right, questions answered. Still wasted. She's still wasted. Yay. God, that woman knows how to commit. So Luann was planning on Dorinda doing her usual thing where she comes down and she's, you know, sorry the next day. But Dorinda has decided to just buck that trend. Also, she only really does that when she's sober, and she's apparently not. So maybe that'll come later. But for now,
she's like, I'm honored. You know what, I'm honored after everything I've done for you? I'm honored I can call you, Lou. I'm honored I could do things for you.
Oh, really? What have you done for me?
You? I've been through thick and thin. I've been up and down.
Don't you point your finger at me.
I can do what I want. I can do what I want. It's a pastry. I love pastries.
So, Sonia, who's got her finger on the pulse of, you know, everyone's spirituality these days, is like,
you know, I think that something deeper is going on here. Luann is rebuilding herself and getting better, and Dorinda is, well, I don't know how to put it, but
She made out with that party balloon last night that was lighting up and then started punching a baby. So, you know, make of that what you will.
With all the people here that have been good to you, all the people that have done things to you, you're gonna come for me? You're gonna come for me? Oh, is this what you come downstairs with after last night? This is what you're gonna come down with? You lectured me. I did not lecture you. How dare you? Well, think about it, Lou. Think about it. So, just tell me what you did for me. Highs and lows, morning, noon, and night. Many seconds I've been loving you. Skinny, fat, big, little, fast, slow, buttoned, unbuttoned, sky, ground, water, lake water, ocean water, all sorts of things.
Does anybody know what the fuck Dorinda is saying? I don't, but I'm trying to write down every single word because I feel like it needs to be written down somewhere for somebody in the future, you know? Like, you never know how we're going to be remembered. I'd like to think we're having a pretty good time, but Jesus Christ, you read the internet and it's like the sky is falling every fucking day. And look, I'm not saying that it's not. I'm just saying that in the future, you know, maybe people are going to be looking through our history and thinking, Jesus, this was like the dark time before the world ended. But, you know, at least they had Dorinda.
In, out, up, down, fast, slow, mountain, hill, butter, margarine, that's what I did for you.
And now everyone's just staring at Dorinda as she, like, gets food while she's still pointing her finger at the air and shouting nonsense. So she's like,
oh, look at all of you all on your high horses. Well, good for you, high horses. You know what? Don't call me anymore with your highs and your lows. Even after that, asshole, I went to Boston Brooks for you, and I defended you, and I almost got arrested for you.
Look, if you don't understand anything that I just said, I didn't either. I just wrote it down phonetically, okay? I just wrote finger point. Bethany's brand is like, be charitable, or whatever. So she sees the charity case, and she just jumps right in. She's like,
you know what? Maybe you should just, like, you know, like, stop. You know, like, is this what you really want to do right now? Okay, you know, it's not. Wouldn't you rather build a roof over your head? Like, wouldn't you rather focus your energy on that or something?
You know what, Bethany? Stay out of it. I don't get involved with what you get involved in. You ask me to get involved, so you got no skin in this game, Bethany. Okay? She's going to humble my ass and try and talk to me about things like this in front of other people and humble me, eh?
I know that we're not talking about a logical person right now, but let's just remember that Dorinda did all of this in front of other people, too. You know, it just has to be noticed. Or noted, rather, because, you know, I'm a recapper, okay? And I take my responsibilities extremely seriously, you guys. So Ramona just throws her hands up, because Ramona's, like, very mature this year, okay? Even though you can't tell her age, okay? You know, people are always telling me when I order a drink, can I see your ID? And then when I show it to them, they're like, whoa, you're very mature for your age. They're like two little roosters, okay? Just, like, fighting in front of everyone. It's ridiculous. Just cross the road, roosters. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sick of it. Then everyone could say, why did the roosters cross the road? And I could say, because I told them I'm sick of it, okay? It's ridiculous, okay? It's just mind over matter.
Well, here's what I think. Oh, shut up, Bethany. Jesus, it's none of your business. You're always in everyone else's business. Oh, really? I'm the one in everyone's business? How about last night when you and Tinsley were talking about business and my business and you're in my business? No, shut up. You are. 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 You are.
Ladies. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody just needs to calm down. We are women. We need to learn how to support other women. And that's the Heather. That girl was a total boop. And then Sonia talks to us again, just shakes her head and crosses her eyes, you know, that shaking her hair thing that she does. She's like, oh, I mean, we are just one bucket list empanada into breakfast, and these ladies are just losing their minds.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk away. I'm going to walk away. I got my Grand Slam. I got my empanada. I'm going to walk away and go downstairs because that's what I could do, okay? And you don't know how far I could walk away, Luann. You know how far I can walk away? You're about to find out.
Fucking Dorinda's in Canada by the end of this episode. So then Dorinda doubles down with us, and they weren't doing these talking heads in Mexico, I don't think. I mean, I'm guessing they did them way after the fact in New York or somewhere, wherever. And Dorinda tells us,
you know, I don't regret what I said for 1 second. Okay? I could be way meaner than I was. I was holding back.
It's so cringy to watch because you know that she, in her mind, she thinks that, like, everyone's rooting for her. You know what I mean? So awkward. I've wondered, you know, watching this show, why people haven't called out Dorinda for being such a lush, because, you know, people love to call that shit out on the internet. They're like, you're a drunk. You know, it's like people's favorite thing. And then I realized, oh, they're like supporting her and being like, oh my God, we love how you're always wasted and yelling at people, because they're getting her to that point where they can really rip her down and just be like, sit down, you're drunk, go home, or whatever. And man, she's really rolling with it. So she goes downstairs with her big plate of food, and everybody's just sitting there, you know, shaking their big tassel earrings that Carol gave them. And Luann's like, oh,
can you believe it? Can you believe it?
And Carol tells her,
well, you know, she doesn't like, you know, she felt judged by you.
Well, I just said you're about to turn. You know, what am I supposed to do? I say the same thing to a banana, and they never yell at me. She just had that look on her mug, you know.
Oh, I get it. I get it more than you know. I get what it's like to be treated like that by someone who you thought liked you, but then it turns out that they don't like you at all. I can tell what that's like. I know what that's like.
And of course, makes it all about her, which is like, so, Bethany. And Carol's like,
oh, really? I could tell that you're not into me.
Oh, really? Because you're not into me.
No, you're not into me.
No, you're not into me.
Nuh-uh. I mean, you just want to text 24/7, and if I don't text you back, you get mad. I'm sorry, Bethany. I'm busy being busy.
What do you mean? That's all I do? What? What? That's all I do is have text? Like, I don't have Puerto Rico? Like, I don't have a daughter? Like, I don't have, like, skinny jeans with bells on them? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't have cold cuts to prepare? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't have clip art to get ready for, like, new products? Skinny girl, Puerto Rico, skinny girl. What, I got time to send you text?
Well, but it's just that when you do want to text, you want it right there, and I have to return it right then. I can't just give it a month and blow you off because I found a richer, younger friend who gets me into better places. Like, you're so sensitive.
We used to text all the time. That's like all we did. We text.
Well, now you don't have the same kind of time, and now I don't have time because I'm busy being busy.
So Bethany is just sitting there shaking her head, you know, trying to figure out how to be a victim, which, look, I'm up and down with Bethany. I mean, for the most part, she's a dick. Okay, like we all know that. But I can never tell if she's right or wrong. I mean, at the beginning of this season, she was totally in the wrong because Carol didn't even know that she was mad at her. And she's like going around behind Carol's back, slamming her to anybody who would listen and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, I'm on Carol's side. And then Carol was writing all those blogs, like slamming Bethany, being like,
oh, well, here's a literary point of view.
And I was all for it. But then as time went on, I kind of saw what Bethany is talking about. Because, God, I hate this show. It brainwashes you. So now I just don't know. You know, it's like choosing between two assholes. Don't do it. Like, they all poop. So everyone was just sitting there, like, quiet and shocked. And then Carol touches her stomach, and she's like,
maybe we shouldn't go on the boat trip. Maybe we shouldn't go on the boat trip. The boat trip. The boat trip.
I want to go on the boat. Why should we go on the boat? It's a beautiful boat. It's so beautiful. Everyone's like, do you exercise? Do you eat healthy? And the boat's like, yeah, that's why you can't tell how old I am. It's like crazy.
I'm just going to take a breath.
A what? Nicotine Amelia Earhart? Huh?
And so Tinsley's all depressed because, you know, this is her trip and everyone's miserable. So Carol walks off and Bethany, you know, does her like announcement to the table, which is really to Tinsley to repeat later. And it's,
you know, I love her. I care. I just want her to be happy. You know, like she's not feeling me and I get it. Like, I just realized, like, I've seriously, literally been hysterically crying. Like, I've just never had a level a friendship that's at this level, that's just disintegrated like this much.
Like, really? Because you've been on this show a long time, and I have a DVR, bitch. So Tinsley, of course, is the young one, and she's going to remind us by telling Bethany that she just really needs to shake it off. You know, I mean, look how happy Taylor Swift is. Those Diet Coke commercials. Sitting around in her tutu, writing a song. You know, I mean, I'm with it. That's not terrible advice.
Nah, she's just not that into me. She's not that into me. She's not that into me. She's not that into me.
It's funny that Carol sees herself as kind of a Carrie Bradshaw, and Bethany just keeps repeating lines from Sex and the City. I'm really liking that about this episode.
You know what? Here's what I've got to tell you. This is advice, okay? Because this is from Dr. Ramona, okay? People come and go in your lives. That's just how it is. Like, sometimes they come, and then they leave right away, and then they come back. And then sometimes they'll just, like, be gone, and then they come. And then you're like, who are you? And they're like, I don't know. Who are you? And then you meet. And that's, like, when you first come. And then they'll go, you know? And it's, like, different. Like, sometimes you'll come into people's lives. You know what I mean? Like, look at me. Look at my kitchen right now in the Hamptons, okay? That's not in a disgusting part of the Hamptons, like your house that you bought, okay? Like, my house, you know, there's, like, a guy named Mario. He comes in and he fixes stuff. Like, he's doing the bathroom right now, right? And then he finishes the bathroom. And then he leaves. And then a guy comes and he does the kitchen. And I go, I can't even believe this is an empty room. What is this kitchen? Like, what is this supposed to be? Like, am I thinking about Mario? No, because who knows? Maybe he'll come back and, like, do a bathroom upstairs. You know what I'm saying, Bethany? And Bethany's just looking at her like, Jesus Christ. Now, look, here's what I'm trying to say. Here's what you need to tell her. It's like a different kind of friendship now, and I'm never going to forget what she did.
So Carol goes off to find Dorinda to see if she's, like, huffing paint or whatever. She's like,
oh, Dorinda, maybe you should talk to Lou.
Right, she wants to talk to me. She wants to apologize to me.
Maybe you should just talk to her in quiet, you know, privately, without an audience.
Does someone say audience?
Lou just, like, pops up in the hallway going through her purse. So Dorinda and Luann look at each other, and Dorinda doesn't know whether she's going to, like, jump at Luann and strangle her or what. Like, she leans on the balcony looking like, you know, gangsta. But then Luann just looks at her with that look, and so they hug. And she's like, I swear, she turns into that beggy, like, please forgive me thing that we all do, like, after, like, a rage. She's like,
I really gotta love you. I swear to God, I really gotta love you so much.
Well, I know you love me, but it's just that there's so much anger there. So much.
But there wasn't. It's not that it was anger.
Dorinda, really? There wasn't anger there? Jesus, what is in that coffee cup?
I feel like he was judging me.
But I wasn't. I wasn't judging you quietly. I said it quietly because you gave me this look. You know, it was that look when that green person, like, he starts to get angry and then he turns all big and green.
Mr. Furley?
No, you know, the one who's, like, calm and he's nice, he's kind of nerdy, and then he gets mad and he turns green.
Bye-bye.
No.
Dorinda, come on. Look, as Tinsley, I wasn't even drunk. I just had one drink.
It's not about how much you drink, Dorinda. It's what you said to me after. I mean, you called me a countess.
It's like you were going to come at me and you were going to have my family there and say, Dorinda, we signed you up for a new class and it's in a locked hospital. I'm not going back there.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was just going to say, if you want a hashtag Countess and Friends shirt, they're at the front of the theater on the way out. If you want me to sign them, it's $50 extra. What's wrong with that? I was not saying what you think I was. And then the music is like, boom, ba-boom, boom. Which is all Dorinda needed to just, like, fly right off the handle again. Her crooked finger comes up and starts punching the air. And she's like,
well, you know what that was felt. And if you're going to say how you feel, I get to say how I feel. You know, I feel like you were coming to be celebratory. And if you need an apology, then maybe you should give me an apology.
Luann's looking at her like she looked at that cup of coffee that she had for the first time ever. You know, like, she just doesn't know what the fuck to do with it. She doesn't know what it is. She doesn't know if she can take it back. Like, if you get a refund on this shit, like, is it always this bitter? Really?
Look, I'm sorry that you thought I was judging you, but I wasn't. But then the way you reacted to it, it was just so dark. Is that what we're gonna do? You're dark!
I was self-tanner. How many times do I have to tell you, bitches?
Oh, yeah.
So Luann just sighs, and they look at each other, and then Dorinda, like, flips into that beggy, you know, that beggy post-drunk thing again.
What do I do now? I'm going to move on. It won't happen again. I'm sorry you're a dear friend. We can have one moment wiped 12 years away.
But there was so much anger.
Give me... All right, Dorinda, all right.
So Luann tells us she'll never be able to forgive Dorinda for calling her a countess with a mugshot. And then they hug. And Dorinda goes,
let's go together. Let's go away together for 21 days.
And Luann says, I'll go with you. Which, you know, Dorinda meant a vacation. I don't think she meant rehab. And Luann has to keep going back to rehab because it's 28 days, not 21. These women, Jesus.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So back at the table, Bethany is still yawning on and on and on and on and telling the girls, look, record red. So, like, if I'm talking to her, just let me say something stupid. Even if you think it's stupid, just let me say it because, like she's not that into me. Like, she doesn't need me. You know what I mean? Like, she just doesn't need to jump on me all the time. You know what I mean? Like, why was I crying? It's pretty obvious. Like, I wasn't crying because the sausage wasn't cut in half, okay?
Like, that's a literal thing that she says.
I was crying because, you know, like,
And meanwhile, Carol has walked in and sat back down at her seat, and Bethany is so in her own world that she's blah, blah, blah. And Sonia's mouth is wide open because she won't shut up. And Ramona is just shrugging. You know what she does?
Just shrug. Can't believe it. Two roosters on the side. Rope. Hey.
So finally, Sonia is like,
she's right behind you.
And Carol's there. Carol's like, hi, I'm here. She's, oh, well, that's fine. Well, I would have said it to your face anyway, so what do I care?
And then Bethany, like, whips out her phone and starts, like, flicking, you know, like her passive-aggressive flicking. Like,
look at me. I'm turning pages. I'm turning so many pages on some PDF I'm reading about skinny girl jeans. I don't even care. Like, literally, do whatever you want. Like, I'm just about flicking.
Well, I'm here.
Good. Sin, you heard me. Now, do you hear this? You don't, because it's silent, but I'm flicking. I'm flicking right now. I'm flicking.
So then Bethany switches into her new tactic, because that one really doesn't work with Carol. And this one works even worse, which is crying. You know Carol can't be around somebody crying. Carol is that kind of person who, if she happened to be a nurse, like in a baby ward, she'd smother babies. You know those nurses? And Bethany's like,
you know what? I've never had something like this. Like a friendship that, like, disintegrated like this.
You know, back home, Jill Zarin is, like, punching a pillow right now, by the way.
It's like losing a family member. It's like losing a family member.
By the way, she doesn't speak to any of her family.
Oh, there was a shift where you were questioning our friendship.
She's talking like she's talking to a baby, which she is.
And then this happened, and then things were said, and then we talked about it, and I thought things were better, and then I bought everyone earrings, and then we were having fun, and then we had breakfast, and eggs were touching, and no one asked me about my feelings about that.
And Bethany, finally, knowing that she's not going to get a hug and apology, which is really all she wants, just says,
you know what, I'm bereft, and relationships shouldn't require this much work.
If anyone, by the way, just a quick favor to ask, if anyone has seen any kind of work that Bethany has put into this relationship, could you point out those clips to me? So the ladies all get in the car to go to the boat, to go to the huts or whatever they're doing. And I'm so happy that they finally have something new to talk about.
Bethany's poop! Oh my god, I haven't pooped once. Like, seriously, has anybody pooped? Like, I don't even remember what pooping feels like. Someone talk about it. Someone tell me what it's like to poop.
And Dorinda says,
is it Crohn's?
Fucking Dorinda. You know, Dorinda, before WebMD, Dorinda was the person in town who scared the shit out of everybody. It's like, I have a headache. You know,
are you seeing spots? Are you tired? Are you tired sometimes and you don't know why? You probably have cancer.
So Bethany explains that she went to the doctor about her non-pooping. By the way, just for anybody who does need medical advice about not pooping, poop comes from food that you eat. So in order to create poop, you have to eat things. Okay, that was just a little medical side note, so thanks for joining. So Bethany went to the doctor, and she's like,
they told me I have a torturously long colon, okay? It's like torturously long. That's the medical term that they used, okay?
So they get to the boat, and Luann tries out her Spanish in case she ever comes to Colombia for her show.
Buenos dias!
They all get drinks, and Ramona doesn't want us to forget her storyline in the middle of all this, because a lot's been going on. You know, let's not forget that Ramona's still here too, guys.
Oh my god, maybe this drink will take the pain away from my ankle. Oh my god, I hurt my ankle. I don't know if has everybody here heard that? Do you guys know how to say that in Spanish? Bethany and Carol sit down, and, you know, with a drink or two, everybody's fine, you know. So Bethany and Carol are like,
I love you, I'm sorry. I love you, I'm sorry. No, you are.
So they get on this boat, the boat leaves, and Sonia is just befuddled by this boat. Sonia, the poorest one on this thing, who is currently renting out her house. Sonia's walking around just, like, completely confused.
Is this considered a yacht? I mean, is this a yacht? Because I don't see any Saudi men with Rolexes. Who booked this?
They get to these little hut things, and they're really beautiful, as huts often are. And they look around, they're having fun, and Margarita comes in, and she's their house manager lady, and she's like, hello, welcome, do you remember me, Margarita?
Yeah, I say hi to you, Margarita, but I don't want Luann to give me a lecture, okay?
Ramona just walks around the villas going, whoa, this is wow, whoa, wow, wow, this is wow, whoa, whoa, wow, whoa, whoa. Right when you turn another corner, you go, whoa, it's wow.
Well, so romantic, I wish I was with a guy, but oh well. Love for sale.
Carol and Luann find this little crab that's dead, which is very sad.
Let's trick Ramona.
Oh, I love making Ramona squirm.
So that was Karen Huger, by the way. Luann has turned into Karen Huger in this recap. So they fuck with Ramona and put it in what do you call those things? Relay in them? Penises also rest in them. A hammock. Luann and Ramona get in the hammock, and it just turns into a Ramona.
Ah, it's a spider! Ah!
Whoa, you know what? I'm lucky that I didn't roll off the hammock and sprain my ankle. Even worse, because my ankle is really bad. I hurt my ankle. This is terrible. Then in the same breath, looks over her shoulder and tells the waiter, I would like a white wine and a stemmed wine glass, please. Stemmed, with a stem on it. So everybody's swimming and having a good time, and Sonia's lit. You know, sober Sonia. Sonia's the best kind of sober. She's the Real Housewives of New York kind, where, you know, it's all temporary. So she's flashing them and bending over and showing her butt and stuff. And they're all cracking up because she's still wearing her price tag. Which, of course, she is. It's probably still got that little plastic thing. The store is still probably trying to find whoever stole that damn bathing suit. It's like, boop, boop.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Her price tag is still on that bathing suit.
Hey, Sonia, let me see your butt. Let me see your butt.
There's one thing you never want to say to Sonia, and that's, let me see your butt. She bends over and just basically pulls out her cornhole for everybody to see. And it's disgusting. And the cameramen are just still shooting. I mean, these people deserve war paint. This episode is putting them through a lot.
I have the tags on purpose. Because if I decide I don't like it and I sell it at a consignment store, you better get a good deal.
Sonia's going to pee all over this thing in a minute, by the way. And you know she's still going to return this fucking suit. So everybody's swimming and Dorinda's just sitting on the dock, you know, which is generally what I do when the drunk is starting to wear off. You know, where you're like,
what am I doing? Why am I here? Is there a god? You know what I just realized? Dog backwards is god.
So Bethany, who basically has no one to talk to since Sonia's off, you know, cornholing, is like, you're coming in,
Dorinda?
Don't worry, I'm good. The one thing you never gotta do is worry about me. It's a good thing about me.
I mean, unless you're a pedestrian.
Yeah, but I do worry about you. I'm very sensitive. I'm a very sensitive person. I just wish I had some 100-calorie packs of some Skinny Girl popcorn to give you right now, because that makes everybody feel better. Skinny Girl, Puerto Rico!
You know, on these trips, it's like I want to drink and I want to have fun, but then I don't want people to get mad at me. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to drink in secret, which she does. So Bethany and Dorinda go off in the bushes while Dorinda scarfs down a drink. And then Bethany makes it about her again. She's like, you know,
and I was like, you're being called a drunk, and then, like, Carol's not that into me. Like, it's totally the same thing. Totally get it.
Yeah, but I thought the way was going to come down and say she's sad.
Oh, my God. I thought someone was knocking on my door telling me to shut the fuck up. Thankfully, it was just Bueller scratching his collar. Because, you know, I was about to yell at a neighbor. I don't care what time it is. I do not care. I have very important things to report in here, okay?
But, you know, I thought Luann was going to come down and apologize to me, but she didn't, and then I hurt her again. And I hurt Luann, and that's the bad thing. She called me at 3 in the morning, and I want to be someone you always call in a rough time.
Dorinda, you do not need to be anybody that anybody calls in a rough time.
Hello, 911. Where are you? This is a nice neighborhood. You're just, I knew someone who lived on that block. Have you ever tried a little fruit stand down the street? You know, they sell fruits, but if you say a special word, they'll give you a ham sandwich.
All you have to do is say, look, Luann, I love you. I love jazz. I love your performance. Bethany stole your hair. Whatever. Just do anything to make her feel better.
All right. Let me go do this.
So she finds Luann, and they sit down, and they do that thing that they do. Luann's doing that thing now that she's totally believing that she's an international sensation, where anytime she talks to somebody, she talks right with her face in that other person's face, like really close, like 2 inches away from their face. Like,
are you getting this close up on camera? Or are we in a one shot?
All right. Wind machine.
Like too close to someone's face. And Dorinda apologizes again.
I'm sorry I hurt you, Luann. I'm sorry I hurt you.
You know, I know you are, and that's okay. It's just that the things you said, they were so dark. I just felt so low. It's like when they let me out of jail. And I'm not judging. It's just that after what I've been through, I worry about you.
Which is basically judging. She's like, hey, I found out by surprise that I was an alcoholic, and now I'm telling you by surprise that you're an alcoholic. And then so Dorinda starts getting defensive again, but she kind of calms herself down and is like, look, this is the sorry moment. I can yell at her in 3 weeks at the reunion, you know. And then Luann makes it official and tells us, well, but Dorinda just does the same thing over and over again. What do they call that? It's someone who does something over and over again. It's a definition of cabaret singer is what it's called. 1, 2, 3.
So Bethany and Carol are at the table, and there's, you know, that awkward coconut music playing where they've just said, we love you, and now they're looking at their phones.
It seems kind of awkward, but I'm a waiter, so I've seen that so many times in the restaurant. And look, when people are sitting there quietly at dinner staring at their phones, that can mean true love. I mean, I just want a man to let me sit there and stare at my phone. Is that too much to ask?
So Tinsley comes to the table, and, you know, Bethany hates everything about her at the moment. And Carol is wearing a red scarf under her hat, like Michael Jackson, whatever. And Tinsley says, oh my God, that scarf under your hat. It's like Jennifer Lawrence. She's in a campaign right now, but I don't have my phone to look it up.
And Carol explains, it's an official Lee Radziwill.
Literally, someone shoot me. Like, seriously, what are we going to talk about? Clothes? What are we going to talk about? Shopping? Like, seriously, shoot me in the face. Like, that's what I want. Is there a waiter around here? I want to order a gun to shoot myself in the face. Okay, that would be great.
Well, you're the one who shops all the time. You shop really well.
You know what? If someone says shopping again, I'm going to, like, pull my traumatically long colon out with the crab fork, and I'm going to strangle him with it. Okay?
But you shop more than anyone.
You know what? I don't think we should fight about it, because look at us. We're all fashionistas at this table.
Which I guess means lunch is done, because Ramona goes, finito. I don't know. Dorinda and Tinsley are in a hammock and rocking back and forth. So Ramona comes over to make this like the worst hammock experience you can ever have in your life and starts like pushing them really hard.
Oh, I've never slept better. I think it's just because I'm so happy, because Scott was so freaking cute.
Okay, Tinsley. Okay. You got the man now. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you that you got the man that you wanted, okay? But that's only one facet of a lady's personality, okay? So now what do you want to do? You want to create a business?
Hard push on the thing.
Or you want to have your husband just be everything in your life, you know? Which is fine, because a lot of people do that, I guess. Like, a lot of people that we'd normally call losers, you know, normally do that.
First of all, Ramona, I was the first one in this group.
I'm just saying, okay? I'm saying now, not in the past, okay? Talk about things that are happening now. Like the fact that I'm almost pushing you in a full tilted over position right now in this hammock. Nobody's even reacting.
I had my own fashion line. I went to Columbia University. I'm a really smart girl, okay?
Tinsley, I'm just talking about now, not other things you did back then.
Oh. I don't want to have a job. Is that okay? Like, for once in my life, I just don't want to work.
These women.
The women I know, they work because they want to, not because they have to.
Then she jumps on the hammock, and she's like, what's a wifey? Someone tell me what a wifey is. What is that? Teach me how to do it. And then she spills wine all over Tinsley's butt, and she's really upset. Because, you know, Tinsley really hasn't had enough time to talk about how wonderful and rich Scott is, you know? Thankfully, this wasn't the other way around, so that Tinsley wouldn't have to hear, "You know what? Who are you to get me wet? Okay, Tinsley?" So inside, Luann is deciding to get back down to work. Because you know what? Cheetah Rivera never sleeps. Just because I'm on vacation doesn't mean my cabaret is on vacation. Is someone a beatboxer? Can I just get a beatboxer? No one? Come on. No one can just stand here and go, woot, 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 woot. No one? All right, fine. My next show is at the Carney Hotel. So Margarita comes back in and she's like, "We gotta go. The water's choppy." And Ramona is pissed. Like, she's pissed at Margarita, which is like the first person that anybody here has ever showed any anger towards anything Margarita-based.
"Are you kidding me? No way. We want to stay all day and all night. This water is no rougher than any other kind of water. Have you ever run yourself a bath before? Turn on the water. It's like so rough. Like, what are you going to do? Not take a bath?"
Ramona's like, "Oh my God, I just forgot. I have a bad foot, okay? Everybody be careful, because I've got a bad foot."
"Well, I couldn't find my phone, so I was forced on the boat. Apparently 3 p.m. is magic hour of waves on this boat. Thanks a lot, waves."
So everyone's bonding and having a good time, and the water is getting rough. And then rougher. And then rougher. And Tinsley has just started to get her rut back for a girl who can throw a fun trip. You know, so she's trying to convince everybody that it's not bumpy at all, and it's totally normal for Columbia, okay? She's like, "You guys, it's a little bumpy, it's fine." And Sonia's freaking out. And she's like, "That was bad. You have to be in Columbia 10 times? I mean, you've not been on this boat 10 times. And if you have, then why would you bring me here on this boat if you know it's like this? This is horrible. First no Saudis, and now I'm gonna die. You don't care because you don't have a daughter. I've got a daughter back home." I'm like, you were just showing your butthole on camera. Now might not be the best time to be, like, pulling out the mother card. You know what I mean? So Tinsley's like, "No, you just swerve through the arc, okay? You just swerve through it." So just screaming and yelling and rocking back and forth with Ramona. And she's like, "I'm going to pee in my swimsuit. There, I peed on this." And she throws it at Tinsley's face. And they all start laughing, but Sonia is, like, super pissed. And she's like, "This is like flying on an airplane with one propeller. I just peed my pants. It's not right." And then out of nowhere, you hear Ramona go, "Avery is my daughter, okay? Avery is my daughter." And Tinsley's like, "Guys, it's fine. You don't have a kid who looks just like your sister. You don't understand, Tinsley, okay?" "I do understand. I've got a dog. I get it." I'm just giving that a nice little pause for all the mothers of actual children out there who want to punch their fucking headphones right now. Okay, go ahead. Punch away. Punch away. Go ahead. Are you done? Then it cuts to Ramona going, "Hello? I can't swim. Hey,
where? I'm freaking out. Like, seriously, literally, wear the life vest, okay? Donde está el otro vestos?"
Now, I don't know what vestos means, but if it does mean vest, she just said, "Where are the other vests?" So Ramona, everybody's freaking out. Ramona and Sonia are freaking out, rocking back and forth. Then a siren goes off. We get a thing that flashes up on the screen, and it's like, "The producers were forced to stop shooting because the waters were so bad." But then we get a Housewives classic, which is the quick clips of all the women telling one story at one time.
"When we left the island, we got on the boat from hell.
We were all going to die at sea. It was so bad, even the camera stopped. And they even made it through that whole Sonia butthole scene.
Flying. Things were, like, flying all over the boat. Flying! Then, all of a sudden, we're smelling smoke. And it's not just Carol at a costume party.
It was like a marathon of waves.
Oh, the boat. It was trying to reel it in. And that's what was causing the smell.
I don't know how to swim.
So then this captain comes running out with two swords, a la Pirates of the Caribbean. I definitely started thinking, we're the life jackets. So I fucked him.
My marathon flashed in front of my eyes.
The captain runs up to the front of the boat, and he cuts off the anchor.
Because had it been on a chain, that boat would have capsized, and I wouldn't be here to get a free room out of it.
And I would have gone before Cheetah.
They end the story with Ramona just, like, doing that little pouty shimmy that she does and pouting and going like, bling, bling, bling,
pout, okay?
pout, pout, okay?
So next morning at breakfast, everybody's recovering, and Tinsley's like,
the boat ride was super traumatic for everyone, except for me. I didn't fear for my life, but I can't take away how they felt.
Cracks me up because my best friend's always telling me, does Tinsley ever have a bad fucking day? Like, has anything ever bad happened to Tinsley? And it's so true because Tinsley always comes out smelling like, I mean, granted, I was going to say smelling like a rose. Of course, she's got that whole wall of them behind her. Then Carol reminds us that she's a journalist, okay?
I've put myself in some extremely dangerous situations. Afghanistan during that war and the Middle East during that war was nothing compared to what happened on that boat.
Honey, I don't know what hotel you were staying at over there, but like hundreds of thousands of people have died in that war. But okay.
All right. Anyone who doesn't have diarrhea, raise your hand.
And she raises her hand, and Tinsley raises her hand. Because has Tinsley ever had diarrhea? No. You know she hasn't. Everybody else does. So they're all pooping. Tinsley doesn't eat, and Bethany doesn't eat, so they didn't get it. And that's basically what Tinsley says. So it turns out, in the middle of the night, Ramona was going around stealing everyone's toilet paper because she was pooping so bad, which is just so fucking Ramona. And Sonia says, we're out of the boat, and now we're swimming in shit. Oh, and by the way, no offense to Colombia, because this could happen in any country. But not like this. Not like this.
This trip has not been what I wanted. You know what? We left, we cried, we shit. We can go now, all right? Like, there's nothing keeping us here. Let's go.
Ramona finally goes back to her old ways and grabs one of the housemen to make him back for her.
Because of my ankle.
It was literally, figuratively, and emotionally an absolute shit show, okay?
So on their way out, Ramona starts slipping on something. And she's like, oh my God, Sonia, that's your poop. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Smearing on the ground under our shoes.
Well, look, it's not my poop. And if it was, I would own my own poop smear.
Which I believe. In the car on the way home, it looks like they weren't the only ones to poop on the floor. Luann says,
oh, well, I left him the ultimate gift, girls.
Oh my God, the toilet, you mean?
No, on the bed.
And then sure enough, we cut back to Luann's room where a poor maid is sponging down the poopy bed. I mean, really. So, that was the end of this. I cannot believe I've talked so long. And I actually cannot believe that you're still here, the two of you that stayed for this entire thing. Do not worry. Next week, Ben will still not be back, but I won't be alone. I'll have Katie Cazorla by my side for the next episode of Real Housewives of New York City. And until then, we've got a guest host every day to come make us laugh together. Okay, everybody? Thank you so much for being here with me on my maiden voyage through solo recap craziness. I love you guys. We will talk to you next time. Bye.